That's how it came to be that, for nearly 5 years of my life, I contemplated killing myself almost daily. Most of us wake up, roll out of bed, and get on with our day. But for others, it's an everyday struggle to face life. All over the world, hundreds of thousands of people grapple with the thoughts of ending their life by their own hands. They've given up, surrendered to the pain of a tragedy, or the darkness of depression, or the aches of a physical ailment. They see no way out other than through death. Back in the day, I was similarly blinded. I suffered all this in silence, which is the worst thing to do if you want relief. I avoided people because I wanted to make sure that nobody really knew what I was going through. I didn't know how to express my pain, my anger. Not only did I bottle up my feelings, but I also made sure that I kept myself far enough away from everyone, regardless of whether they loved me or not, so that nobody could ever get an accurate gauge on how deep my despair ran. I withdrew into isolation because I couldn't cope with the anger and frustration that were driving me to want to hurt myself. I convinced myself that, whether I articulated my hurt or not, the pain would never go away. Just as crazily,